This is Arthur.
Oh, hi Arthur, how you doing?
I'm doing
Thank you
great.
for
Thank you
trying to
so much
call
for
me.
asking. What about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Glad to hear that. Yes, I did try to give you a call. I believe you gave us a call back on Friday, and we didn't get a chance to speak, but I'm available now. Is this a good time?
This is a good time.
Great, great, perfect, awesome. So yes, you wanted to speak to me about something. We just wanted to make sure that we pushed the website live. I think we already have the credentials. What exactly are we waiting for? I just need to confirm.
I think it's just me adding the pay menu or pay areas, pay thing, but I'm still waiting to get something from them. So I think I could call and add that later, right? Is that possible?
That's possible, definitely.
Oh,
So you
okay.
could just let me
Well, then
know,
it's ready.
and you'd be integrating Square
Okay.
on the website, is that right?
Right.
Okay. So Square has their own charges, and there's a sort of an integration charges as well that are included within the website too. So what we can do is, whenever you're ready with the Square setup for the merchant, I can then let you know about how much it costs and all of that, so that we can then eventually then just download the plugin, install it for you, and then have the integration done for you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So what do I need to do?
So what you would need to do is just let me know once you're ready with the Square information that's required to do the integration. So you just need a Square account. If you have a Square account ready with you, we can then start the integration process.
Yeah, I've got a Square account, but it's not like a web account.
Okay. It,
You
it,
know, it's
it's
just,
uh-huh.
yeah. I'm connected to where Square, where they gave me an account. I brought this little machine where, you know, people can pay on a little charge thing, but that's about it. Because I asked them, I said, what do I need to do for the hosting or for the web designer? And they just said, oh, it's really up to them. So I'm like, well, what's the connection? I don't even know what the connection, how do you get connected? Okay.
So, in order
Yeah.
for you to get the connection done, what we basically need is just you having to set up your Square account. If let's say if you have a Square account set up, what we'd be needing is what we do is we log into your Square account, and then we extract the API key. That's when you can then change the password of the account. And once we have the API key available to us, we then eventually use that API key and integrate that into the website. So that's basically the entire integration process. From our end, what we need to do is just purchase the Square plugin that is required depending upon how many years you'd be requiring it. And that's the information that Square needs from our end. And once all of that is through, let's say if you have a web-based account that you use to log in using your email and password, you can share that with us, and then we can then start the integration process.
Okay, and then you need the what is the EIP you said from them or?
API key.
Oh, API key. Oh,
Correct.
okay, just like with the domain kind of thing.
Yeah, sort of works similarly. It's just that we just need access to the Square account. So whenever you're ready with the Square credentials, we can then log in from our end. We can log into Square, and then we can extract that information.
Oh, I see, and then it'll be ready.
Correct. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, then I'll do that. I'll probably have to send that to you. I'm not at home right now, so I'll
Okay,
try to send that
perfect.
to you. You should have that tomorrow morning.
Perfect, perfect. Sounds like a plan. So I'll be waiting in the morning, and then we can then talk about everything else, and then we can get you going.
Okay.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much, Charlotte.
All
You have
right.
a great day ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
No
You
worries.
too. Bye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.